Hey, Colonel Askew, good to be with you this morning. It's great to have you here at a safe COVID distance. I'm Evan Pettis, the 378th Air Expeditionary Wing Commander. Obviously, it's time to get to know you as a new team member. So could you tell us a little bit about yourself? What are you doing here and where did you come from?
Okay, good morning, sir. I'm currently stationed at Offutt Air Force Base. I'm a native Alabamian, married, have two sons and a daughter. And I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. What are you doing for us?
So I am the Expeditionary Mission Support Group Commander. So one of my big responsibilities is to ensure that we support operations here for the wing.
Okay, what's your personal background? What did you grow up doing for the Air Force?
So I'm a cyber comm guy by trade, have done tactical, operational, and strategic communications, and also to done support for and led operational defensive cyber and DODEN operations. So,
okay. Yeah. So one of the features of the mission support group, if you will.
Say again, sir.
So there's cyber in our mission support group.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Okay. Tell me a little bit about. I mean, you talked about the mission of the group, but where do you want to go with it? Where do you want to take it?
Well, sir. We want to mature the capability of the base. Right now, we're expeditionary. So as time goes on, we want to go from expeditionary to semi-permanent, but also to work through to enhance the warfighting capability of PSAB.
Okay. Now, you talked about the expeditionary conditions here at PSAB. Tell the crowd a little bit about how your airmen are operating. They're doing some pretty impressive things out there.
Basically, when you come to PSAB, there are WRM assets. There's a lot of above-ground infrastructure, and that infrastructure has to be maintained. Also, too, plans have to be made to actually how do you mature that infrastructure from, you know, expeditionary to semi-permanent. So going into trailers, shower facilities, latrines, things of that nature to actually improve the quality of life for the airmen. The other side of that too is for, you know, meals. They're being prepared in a tent right now, but working to actually get a DFAC, which is more of a permanent, semi-permanent structure to actually handle the actual numbers and volumes that come through and just better conditions for the airmen overall.
Yeah. It always amazes me walking around here to see, you know, pipes for water and sewage and power lines and communications fiber running above the ground in between facilities, or sometimes airmen out there just digging trenches with picks and shovels, you know, manually to lay that stuff a little bit below the ground to get out of the way of our key pathways. So it's really impressive to see what our team can do in a bare base environment like this. Very, very impressive. What do you think the best traits are of your folks that are out there working?
I think the best traits is really attitude. Yeah, you're faced with austere conditions, heat, but regardless of that of those conditions, their attitude toward the mission to make it happen, to get it done, the dedication, folks are. In spite of all the adversity, they're making it happen. Yeah. And to me, I think if you have the right attitude, you can do anything.
I think you're spot on. It really does continually, it continues to amaze me what I see here. Yesterday, I was walking to get my hair cut. It's 2:00 in the afternoon. It's 110 degrees outside. I saw some of your civil engineering troops out there with those shovels and picks burying pipe to one of our new trailer latrine, but you know, just unbelievably hot, but they're out there doing the job and working really, really hard. Electricians in there wiring the thing up, just a minor miracle what they can do in these conditions very, very quickly. And you know, the place is kind of a construction site. You see your folks in the mission support group operating 24/7, no matter what hour it is of the day. I'm constantly coming across your airmen at work, and that's really, really impressive to see. So tell me a little bit more about yourself, though. What hobbies or what things do you like to do if you get any free time? I know you got a 24/7 job yourself right now.
Yes, sir. So hobbies or interests, pretty much I'm a nerd. So anything that's technical, technology, you know, I've been in cyber and comm for years. So just looking at, you know, how computers work, software, how that impacts you know, our daily lives and how we rely on that. I've always been fascinated by technology.
Well, we're 100% reliant on nerds to make this place work. So we're dang glad to have you, that's for sure. You have something, what are you passionate about? I mean, what really makes you tick?
Well, you know, over time, I think, you know, you have different passions in life. But I think at this point in my life is like, how can I help others? How can I impart some of the things that, you know, I know now to younger people at a younger age, so that way, you know they can have it a little bit easier or progress in their career and their lives, you know, quicker.
Do you have a hero or a role model?
I do. I have two, and my parents. Yeah. So. Being a parent myself, you turn around and you realize how challenging it is to raise children. And then thinking back on all the things they had to do, they're my heroes.
Yeah, that's well said. I think as we reach this stage of our lives, we start to really appreciate what our parents did for us and have modeled for us. I know I share that with you, so that's a great point. This is an interesting question. What song, if you were going to sing karaoke, what song would you sing and why?
Well, so long time ago, sir, I learned I have limitations. Yeah. And singing is one and dancing is one. So between those two, yeah, I don't sing, I don't dance. So, but I do enjoy listening to music, so yeah.
You and I have that in common as well. You won't catch me singing either. So if you were going to speak to the families of the Mission Support Group, what would you say?
Well, I would thank them for their support and for what they do and the sacrifices that they actually make. It is, you know, there are a lot of challenges that the families meet over their time, you know, being with the member. So having that support mechanism in place enables us to do what we do. So really a big thank you. Yeah. Big thank you.
All right, so you got all the airmen in the room right now, and this may be somewhat redundant, but what would you say to the airmen in the Mission Support Group?
So first of all, you know, given the, you know, conditions, what we've been asked to do, I would thank them all. You know, what they do enables our nation, our partners, our allies to be able to you know, push forward, you know, justice, freedom, the ideas of, you know, what we look forward to as far as enjoying freedoms and democracy. So I would tell them also, too, to stay vigilant. We are in a austere, you know, environment. So we want to make sure that, you know, we stay safe because, you know, bottom line is, you know, we want to make sure everybody that arrived at PSAP safely leaves PSAP safely.
Yeah, I agree. An environment like this really kind of emphasizes the importance of what your airmen do, the engineering, the communications, the lodging, the feeding, the water, the power. It's, you know, we don't survive out here without your airmen. Of course, we need them to be safe and healthy as well. Anything you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
I'd just like to say I appreciate the opportunity to do this podcast. This is a first for me, a very unique experience, and hopefully it won't be the last.
Well, I hope the same. Thanks so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you, sir.